The Universal Background Check Act would mandate a background check for all gun transfers. Currently, only buyers going through gun stores have to go through background checking. But under the act, individual sellers would drop the gun off at a licensed dealer, who would be obligated to run the background check, and after passing, the dealer would release the gun to the purchaser. Representative Lori Berman, a Democrat from Boynton Beach, says her bill will assure that the guns are only sold to people who are legally allowed to purchase them.
Included among those that the background check will stop individuals convicted of a crime, fugitives from justice, individuals addicted to controlled substances, veterans with dishonorable discharges, and individuals committed to mental institutions.
Berman says only 60% of guns in the United States are completed with background checks, and that's something Palm Beach County Commissioner Shelley Vanna says needs to change. Vanna says a bill like this will keep guns only in the hands of those responsible and capable to use them.
And in light of all the things that have happened in the past couple of years, this is a no-nonsense, non-radical method of trying to rein in the terror that has been rained down upon our citizens by people who should not have had guns doing terrible things with them.
Senator Maria Sachs, a Democrat from Delray Beach who filed the Senate version of the bill, says the measure incorporates ideas from many different states. And while Sachs says she realizes the bill might not pass this year, she says any critics labeling it as gun control are wrong.
No, it isn't. It's a gun discussion. That's what I say. It's a gun discussion. Come on, sit at the table with all of us as Floridians, and let's get a gun policy that is consistent with the people of the state of Florida.
Sachs says Florida cannot continue to move forward as a major global entity as long as it has outdated gun laws. Meanwhile, critics of the measure say they don't want public lists of law-abiding gun owners. Both Berman and Sachs say they fully support the constitutional right to bear arms. For WFSU-FM, I'm Stephen Rodriguez.